Good evening. Just in case you're unaware of what event is on tonight, we call it Coffee and Questions. I'm just going to speak for 5 minutes, just to introduce myself. I'm Ben Epps. I'm part of the leadership team of Longmeadow Church. And I'm speaking on the topic tonight of, did God create evil? And the short answer to that, in case you listen to nothing else, is no, God did not create evil. He permits it for a limited time. So this is the story of the universe, the story of the Bible in 5 sentences. It's that God made the world very good, but paradise was lost. And we don't know all the reasons why, but God uses evil to achieve good purposes. And at some point soon, paradise will be regained. For when Jesus returns, he'll bring an eternity of joy. So that's why I say that God permits evil for a limited time. You see, I don't think God is like the Force in Star Wars. For one thing, the Force is not a person. God is a person. I do love Star Wars, but sadly, it's set to run for, well, beyond Star Wars 9. I think it's set to run the Star Wars Infinity, really. Because it seems that the battle of good and evil will never end. Because the Force has two inseparable sides. There's the light side, but there's always the dark side, which will always resurface. The good news in reality is that God, the one who's really in charge, is light. And he's only light. So the darkness around us is only short term. Still, some people would say that evil disproves God. If God made the world like this, he must be bad. There's selfishness and greed, there's oppression and terrorism, there's paedophilia and rape and racism and genocide. How could any God be in charge of this world? Well, I'd ask 2 questions in response. Firstly, how is it possible to say if anything's really good? Secondly, where does evil actually come from anyway? First question, how can you say if anything's really good? Because if God isn't there, then fixed morality is meaningless. What's right is what's right for you, and it's different for somebody else. Who's to say if anything is absolutely right or wrong if there is no God? But we're just not built like that, are we? We know that there are moral laws, that good and evil are real. We love kindness and nobility. We know that they're right. And how do we know that? Where do we get any awareness of fixed good and fixed evil? Well, the Bible says that knowledge comes from a good God. 2 quotes for you. The Bible says, he is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He's a faithful God who does no wrong. You see, if you hate evil, well, that's an awareness given by God. 2nd quote, God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. Pause for a second. If that's true of God, if only we could say it was true of us. If only we did what was good all the time. If only there was no darkness in us. But to be honest, we often reject what is good, don't we? We often ignore God. And therefore the Bible has a very sober answer to our 2nd question. We thought firstly about how we know whether there is anything good. And that comes from God. The 2nd question is, where does evil come from then? Well, we don't know exactly about how it all started or exactly why. But I'll tell you this. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus says, from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts. And he gives a list. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. Pretty comprehensive list. And he summarizes, all these evils come from inside. So do we really want to point the finger up at God about this messed up world? I point the finger around me and at myself as well. I create evil all the time. God didn't make it. He made the world very good. But so often I twist the good and make it bad. So, for example, my anger is supposed to produce justice, but instead I often hurt other people. My energy and my money are supposed to be used to help others, but I so often spend it all on myself. My worship and my passion is meant for the most worthy being in the universe, for God. But so often I lavish it on less than worthy stuff. And so I'll face the penalty, the punishment that any evil deserves, which is banishment and destruction. That is, unless God himself steps in to take that penalty for me. Unless God gives me what I don't deserve. And that is a life of enjoying him and a future in his paradise. I don't deserve those things. But would God offer those? Well, God is so good and so kind that he does. And that's precisely why we're here tonight. We want others to know that God is phenomenally generous. He is wholly good, and we are not. And yet God the Son, that is Jesus Christ, came to die on a cross. 2,000 years ago, he took your punishment instead of you. Will you receive that gift by trusting in him, so that your evil is forgotten and the slate is wiped clean? And there's more great news. Jesus didn't stay dead. He physically rose to life, resurrected, never to die again. Maybe you haven't thought about that much in your life. Well, tonight's an opportunity to take an eyewitness account. There's a free copy of these on most of the tables tonight. If you want a free, if there isn't one on your table, I'll be more than glad to give you one. This is an account of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus by someone who knew him intimately through all his ministry. John. John's gospel is very helpful indeed. And he says that if you follow Jesus, you will inherit eternal life in paradise. Not because you deserve it. For evil comes out of each of us all the time. Rather, you will receive that because Jesus has paid for you. And he welcomes you in.